Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing are bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
So tell me this, do you send out Christmas cards? Do you get Christmas cards? Have you got any Christmas cards so far this season? Are the numbers constant for you if you are a person who sends and receives cards, or has it dwindled off over the years? I think I've got one Christmas card so far this year, but I don't send out Christmas cards either, so bad on me. But it's a wonderful tradition for a lot of people. I love hearing the stories of people that say, you know, that they've exchanged the same Christmas card, maybe with a friend or a family member over the years. So they have that legacy of all those years, that same card being passed back and forth. Or maybe you've got a special card. Maybe it's an antique card. Boy, there's some beautiful Christmas cards that were made over the years. And I know a lot of people like to hang on to them or share them with families and loved ones. Just tell me, on the theme of Christmas and Christmas cards, are you getting Christmas cards? Do you send out Christmas cards, or do you do the whole electronic Christmas cards, something in an email? 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. And talking about, you know, some of those vintage Christmas cards, some of them can be worth quite some money. Some of them are very artistic, that if you go on eBay and just look at antique Christmas cards, there's some with some significant value there. Love to hear from you. What's your Christmas card tradition? Or do you have one? 1-877-332-8255. Well, if you're not getting a Christmas card in the mail, you might be getting a parking ticket, at least if you broke the parking laws in the city of North Battleford. But they've come up with something very unique again this year. This is the third year they're doing the Toys for Tickets. Lindsay Holm is the city's director of protective services, and he joins us now. Hey, Lindsay.
Good morning, Brent. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You're playing Santa Claus a little bit here with this program.
Yes, we are. This is the third year that we've ran our Tickets for Toys promotion, and it's something that our city council's been in great support of. So each year, if you get caught parking illegally in our city from December till Christmas, you will receive a parking ticket, but with that parking ticket, you'll get a little slip saying that if you bring in a toy to City Hall that is of equal or greater value of your parking ticket, we will actually erase your ticket for you. And this year, the toys that we collect through this initiative will be going to the Interval House. So it's a great cause, and it kind of brings around that whole Christmas spirit. And I think it's a great initiative that we've been able to put forward here in the city.
I agree. And it's been running. Is today the last day, I think?
We're going to probably run it a couple more days here just to make sure that we can collect as many toys as we can for kids that may be in need at the Interval House. And I think it's been an overwhelming success. I think last year we ended up bringing in 3 truckloads of toys for the kids. So it was absolutely phenomenal. And Stacy Hadley, our city clerk, was the one that brought the idea forward to us. And we ended up taking it to our city council, and they just loved the idea. And it's been an overwhelming success.
You know, when you say 3 truckloads of toys that you did last Christmas with this, so what would you be saying then? You get 100 or more tickets that people decide to pay with a toy?
I would say at least that, yeah. And it's kind of, in my role, I don't encourage people to park illegally very often, but you know what? If you're going to bring in a toy, feel free. Right up until Christmas here, we'll gladly accept a toy if somebody gets a ticket.
That's lovely. What would the average value of one of these parking tickets be, would you think? $15, $20 or so?
Usually we're in around that $25 to $30 range, depending on whether it's a first offense or a second offense, because we do have a little bit of an escalation factor with our tickets. So some of them can be a toy of a value of up to $80 if somebody's parked illegally more than once.
Oh, that's nice. So they'd be grumpy on receiving the ticket, but maybe the spirit of Christmas would fill their heart, and they would show up and not be grinchy and give you some toys for their tickets, eh?
I think it is kind of a win-win. I guess, like, you know, nobody is very happy when they get any kind of a ticket, but I think if there's a takeaway to it, it is the fact that they're going to make a child happy this Christmas that may not have been able to have any toys given to him. So I think it's a very positive event.
Absolutely. Very positive program and nice Christmas spirit. Toys for Tickets, City of North Battleford into its third year. Lindsay Holmes, thanks so much for the information and Merry Christmas, Lindsay.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Brent.
All right, take care. Brent Laux, yes, filling in on the Evan Bray Show here today. Also, I've been saying, do you still do Christmas cards? I suspect it's something that is becoming less and less of a tradition or a thing that people do. You really have to make the effort, right, to do it. 1-877-332-8255. Cam says, I've sadly given up on Christmas cards, but I do go through my contacts list and send hundreds of greetings. It's an easy and modern way to let people know you still think about them from time to time. That's not a bad idea. And gosh, the number of people that you have on your contact list in your phone, I think most people, I go through my contact list sometimes and I just delete stuff. If I see a name and a number that I have no recollection why I have them in my phone, they're gone. But that's not a bad idea. At least you're making the contact, Cam. So good on you for doing that at 1-877-332-TALK. Good morning, Brent. This is from Marv. For years now, I've been sending e-cards for Christmas and birthdays and such. And they're nice. You know, they get pretty fancy. They sing to you or make all kinds of sound effects. And some of them can be quite humorous as well. But are you one of those people you just love to get mail? You like to get that envelope in your mailbox and you open it up and somebody with really nice handwriting says Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Or maybe you're one of those people that sends an annual State of the Family letter. Anybody do that anymore? It used to be a thing, didn't it? You know, you'd open up a Christmas card and there would be this folded piece of paper or two, and it would be somebody's almost month by month play by play of what their family had done over the past year. I guess it's not a bad thing, but do you do that? Do you know people that do that still? Send out a state of their family letter at the end of the year? Love to hear your thoughts on that at 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Nasty weather again out there across so much of the province. Easy does it on the roads. Poor visibility, zero visibility. Travel not recommended on a lot of the highways, especially on the east side of the province, some in the south as well. For goodness sakes, be sure to get online, Highways Hotline, whatever your travel plans may involve over the next day or so, just to keep ahead of what the weather is doing out there. Temperature-wise, getting a little bit better, but as we head towards Christmas here in 6 days' time, yeah, you really got to do some planning to figure out what your travel route's going to be and the best time to travel. I hate driving at night now at this point in my life, so I always make sure my travel plans start early in the day. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break and I'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with. Enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Morning, Brent Laux. On the Evan Bray Show, 6 days till Christmas. Be a hard time wrapping up that hippopotamus to put it under the tree. You know what I miss? You know, you think about your lifetime and you think about Christmas and all the things that Christmas involves, family and friends and gifts and travel and food. And I miss Japanese mandarin oranges. I still have one of the old wooden boxes that the Japanese mandarin oranges used to come in. Now you go to the store, everything's in cardboard or they're loose. Most of the mandarins that I've seen this year come from China. They're okay, but not like the classic Japanese-grown mandarins that were more flat, you know what I mean? Almost like little miniature pumpkins. Easy to peel, and that sweet, sweet taste. I could eat those things forever. And then, of course, you had that great wooden box that you could stash your toys in after the fact. I read an article a couple of years ago about why this was happening. there is limited farm space in Japan. More and more, they are losing their farm space. And a lot of the mandarin orchards, mandarin farms in Japan were long-standing family operations. And sadly, like they're seeing there, much like we're seeing with some of our farms here in Canada, a lot of the next generation doesn't want to do it. So they're seeing the situation with Japanese mandarin farms where the family operations are not existing anymore. They're selling them off. Lands being used for urban growth. Too bad. You know, you would think maybe somebody in the world, and maybe somebody has, and I'm just not aware of it, you would hope maybe somebody in the world would be able to take the Japanese mandarin and grow it and produce that type of fruit somewhere else. You know, and I know there's all these different ones. There's what, the Caroline oranges, those sort of things. Nah, not my cup of tea. Like I say, some of the Chinese growing aren't bad. I'll eat them, but I don't enjoy them as much as the old Japanese mandarin oranges. Just some Christmas reminiscing. Anything on your mind? Reach me at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Coming up after 12 noon, we've lined up the mayor of Outlook and their chief administration officer, Kevin True, and Ryan Husband. They'll both join me here for an update on the water situation in Outlook. It's getting better. Are they totally back up to speed as far as water supply and water safety? Those are the questions we'll have for our two guests coming up after 12 noon. I talked about this earlier, and I had a few texts from people who said they like the idea of it, but they're not sure that they would feel secure doing this. And what I'm talking about is this ride service. I'd never heard of it until recently. I was taking an Uber recently, and I got talking to the fellow, and he was telling me how he uses Papa Ride. And I looked at him, I said, I use what? Pop a Ride. And it's an app, it's a website, and I went to it this morning just to take a look at it. And it seems like a really good idea. It's a ride-sharing service where if you're driving from, say, Regina to Saskatoon, and there's just you and your vehicle, and you think, hey, maybe I can get somebody to pay for some of the gas money, you can go on there. And I'm looking at today's sheet, and then it's like seems to be offered all over the place. You know, and I say it's offered, they put in communities. Like I see Prince Albert is in there. I see North Battleford is in there. But a lot of them are empty because it depends on people who offer a ride. And the rides from Regina to Saskatoon today, I was looking at three of them. So what it is, it's an individual, just like I say, it's similar to like an Uber service, except it's your own service. You're an individual, you got a car, you're going to be making a road trip, and you're saying, yeah, I could use some help with the gas money. So you post on Papa Ride where you're going and the time that you're leaving, and you put in your price. So this particular one today, the Regina to Saskatoon prices, there's one leaving at 12:45. You know, it's about a two and a half hour drive, and they're asking $37 for a seat, and this person's got two seats available. Another one, Saskatoon to Regina later this afternoon, the person is asking $40, and again, they're offering two seats. And there's another later one from Saskatoon to Regina. Again, it's two seats being offered. And they're asking $40. And I thought that's a pretty good idea. It would depend on everybody's comfort level. And similar to Uber, it looks like they provide quite a bit of information about the driver and the vehicle involved. Would you feel safe doing that, or would you feel safe having your loved one do it? The one fellow I spoke to said his wife used it recently traveling from Edmonton to Saskatoon. She went online to Pop a Ride, found a ride that suited her schedule and her budget, and she booked it. They pick you up and away you go. Is that something you'd be willing to do? And it's, you know, a sign of our times, isn't it? You know, how many years have we've been without the STC bus service? There are other bus services out there, not as widespread or service friendly, perhaps, as say STC was in its day. But there are other options out there, just not maybe as efficient as, say, STC used to be. What are your thoughts on this? Would you go on a ride with one of these private drivers on this Papa Ride app? 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Interesting story out of Saskatoon this past week. When I saw this, I thought, there's no way they can make this happen. So City Council in Saskatoon this week voted 6-5 to consider relocating Wildwood Golf Course. And if you know Saskatoon, Wildwood Golf Course is embedded in the east side of the city, kind of the old east side, if we can put it that way. You know, got all these new neighborhoods on the far east side of Saskatoon. This is in the Wildwood neighborhood. This is 8th Street East in Saskatoon. Wildwood Golf Course has been there for 94 years. And a member of Saskatoon City Council has put forward the idea that, well, maybe we need to use that land. It would be better used for residential zoning. You know, we all know of the concern about residential shortages, residential housing. Maybe they'd be looking at multifamily units going in there. It's a big chunk of land. It's a valuable piece of land. But at the end of the day, council did at least vote 6-4 in favor of at least looking into the possibility of relocating it. But the cost to relocate, I could understand a city saying, sorry, golfers, we're going to take away Wildwood Golf Course. But the idea is that they would use it for housing, but would then build a new golf course. And I thought, as soon as I saw that, I thought, well, the cost of building a new golf course and where, how far outside the city would you have to go to make that feasible? And then you lose the convenience of having a golf course, you know, that so many people can walk to, can bike to. You know, I think of how many people over the years learn to golf on Wildwood Golf Course. How many kids have gone there as well? So we'll see what happens. But in the grand scheme of things, I'd be very, very surprised if the city moves ahead in the direction of getting rid of a golf course and then building another one. Okay, we got lots more to go. New news on the way here coming up at the top of the hour. Brent Laux, happy to be filling in on this snowy Alberta Clipper Day for Saskatchewan. Not as bad as the day we had Wednesday. And I say that sitting from my vantage point here in Saskatoon. It's snowing here, but it's not that bad. Other areas of the province, it is bad. And we've heard from a number of our listeners texting us at 1-877-332-8255. Zero visibility in a lot of locations. Areas east, especially towards the Manitoba border. Once you get out Humboldt area and further east and then southeast, travel not recommended. Poor visibility. One of our listeners had texted in saying nothing was moving on the highway in and out of Foam Lake with zero visibility. Just terrible, terrible conditions out there. So it's the old story. You're hitting out on the highway. Make sure you're checking the highway's hotline and just keep listening to News Talk Radio through the day as well. All of our programs, people will be texting in and letting us know the conditions that they're dealing with. Oh my goodness, I should share this. John from Saskatoon texted in saying, hugs and kisses to my wife Carmen, who fell and broke her ankle on Wednesday. Eesh. Hoping for a speedy recovery. We hope so too, Carmen. And John, that just means all the Christmas work now falls on you. Merry Christmas, John. And yes, speedy recovery to Carmen there. It's a snowy, snowy Friday, December 19th. I'm back with an update on the Outlook water situation in that community. It's the Evan Bray Show on News Talk 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.